Hey folks, Dan Ferry here with your closing bell for August 19th, 2025. So mortgage rates ticked up just a little bit more today, but do you notice the trend lately? It's kind of up 0.01, down 0.01, up. There's no major moves that we saw like, 6 months ago, even last month. We had rates changing in one day by 0.25%. So why is the market starting to stabilize? Because we still have tariffs out there. We still have wars. We still have basically unemployment that we don't know that's coming in. So how do we take all the news that's coming out and all the headlines and try to figure out what's going on with these things over here? Well, that's what I'm going to try to do for you guys today, folks. So my name is Dan Frio. Let's get to it. So here's what we saw in the market today. We basically saw the Dow Jones. We'll say that's flat as a pancake. S&P, flat as a pancake. But we do have NASDAQ. And NASDAQ's moving basically because NVIDIA and a lot of the AI stocks right now are crumbling. You can't really feel sorry for them because they're at record highs every day. And so when they come back a little bit, it's like, okay, I think it's just maybe people having some dry gunpowder ready to reload again and start investing in these things. So that's what we're seeing right through this point. So NASDAQ is down a little bit. But across the board, you really don't see much going on. We do have the VIX up at 15, so that's really not, it's showing the markets are excited about anything. We also go over to oil. Oil is down to $62 a barrel. That's helping inflation huge. Now, what's going on with interest rates? Why are they not moving? Let's look at today's bond market. You look at today's bond on the MBSs, it's plus two. What did we see yesterday? Basically nothing there as well. So why is the market just stagnant at this time? Let's get over to the bond report over at Rick Santelli at CNBC and get his take on today's news. Rick, take it away for me, buddy.
More now in the bond report with Rick Santelli. And Rick, you can react to what you just heard because bond investors, bond traders, they don't wait around. They're not waiting for the headline. If they are, they're out of a job.
Yeah, but if they're not waiting, they're certainly not trading. I mean, if you look at where the 10-year closed, Thursday closed, and these are cash market closes. Not the 4 o'clock Eastern close. When cash market closes, the close was 429 on Thursday, 432 on Friday, 433 yesterday, and right now we're hovering at 429 plus. Okay, so it has been tight ranges. And if you look at the dollar index, it's similar. So I guess what I'm saying is, yes, there's a lot of eyes focused at Jackson Hole, but the market certainly is comfortable, and the bond market understands something the guests just pointed out. There's a life beyond the Fed for interest rates, okay? They cut a year ago September, or last September, and what did the market do? The guest told us interest rates went up on the long end, the curve steepened. I think that's going to remain in play in the future. So you could have 11 guys that are all dovish or girls that are dovish, whatever the complexion and that's Fed chair is going to be. In my opinion, that list is some pretty sharp people, and no matter how they try out for the job by being dovish, once they're in the job, they're going to do what's right with regard to the market. And I'm not sure the curve is going to flatten. I'm not sure you're going to see interest rates on the long end behave at all, no matter what the Fed does at Jackson Hole, no matter what the Fed speak is in Jackson Hole. And on the dollar index, that's been steady as she goes as well. As a matter of fact, this is the sixth straight session where it looks to close in a range that has been less than a half a cent in the dollar index. To me, maybe the markets are all looking on Jackson Hole, but everybody's sitting on their hands while they're watching.
Great, great news. So that was the hype going into the week. I still think traders are going to trade off of that. So what's he talking about? Well, Federal Chairman Powell, he's going off to Jackson Hole. Jackson Hole is that event every year that all the financial people all over the world go to and talk. They talk about their countries, how the financial positions are and everything else. That's what the markets have been waiting for. But according to Rick, he's saying, well, it doesn't really matter. The bond market is flat as a pancake right now. It's waiting for the next catalyst to move. What's that catalyst? Well, the only thing I can think of is tariffs, unemployment rates, and things like this, the economic calendar that we have to go to. So let's get over to the economic calendar and see if there's anything coming in this week that might upset the apple cart. So here's what we got for today. On Tuesday, we got building permits, housing starts, and these were basically, here's the shocker. Housing starts in July, expected at 1.29 million units, came in at 1.42. That's a major revision or a major uptick in housing starts that we're seeing there. On the GDP front, Atlanta Fed's GDP saying it was previously 2.5. They expected it to come in at 2.5, but it came in at 2.3. It's still a positive number, folks, and that's what we're concerned about. So let's scroll down through and see what the rest of this week holds for us. Here's that Jackson Hole thing he's talking about, and all eyes, I can guarantee you, CNBC, Yahoo Finance, all these financial channels, they will be seeing what's going on there. But here's what's happening with that. Federal Chairman Powell's going to come out and he's going to say something on the state of the economy. What's it going to be? Well, that's what the world's waiting for. But right now we have the FOMC meetings coming out tomorrow as well. I don't think that's going to show us any data that we don't know. And then on Thursday, here's where some of the data starts coming in that might fill the void of what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting, but also plays a role in what the government's going to do, because this is going to be government numbers at this point. So we're going to have initial jobless claims coming out and also continued claims. How is the job market going to fare with all these? So as this data comes in, that'll be give us the direction of where the market goes. We're also going to look at the servicing PMI. This is also going to give us some indications on where inflation's going as well. So we're going to look at all this data, and again, we'll have news from Jackson Hole. And then on Friday, I think that's when Jackson Hole concludes. And so Friday, we're going to get Federal Chairman Powell speaking, and that might be at Jackson Hole. And then that's about it. So the news this week is basically we got housing data, we have jobs data, and we got the Federal Reserve, well, at least the Federal Reserve's grand poobah, speaking at Jackson Hole to let us know what he thinks about the U.S. economy at this time. That will play a role in what happens with these things over here. I can guarantee it, folks. So let's get over now and let's see what the Federal Reserve looks at. So we go over this every day because I want you to understand why the Federal Reserve was created and what they monitor. Okay, so they control this right here, the federal funds rate, but they were created for two reasons. One, to keep prices in check, aka inflation, and the other was to keep our economy or the jobs market at full employment. 4.1 or 4.2 unemployment is full employment. So we have a positive GDP, we have full employment, and we have inflation just a hair higher than what was expected. I'm going to say this economy isn't so bad. So do we, the concern now is, do we need rate cuts? And that's the concern that the economy is facing right now. So some analysts are coming out now saying that I don't know if they're going to cut in September. What my thoughts are, let's get over to the CME FedWatch tool. I'm going to have to agree with them over here. So the CME FedWatch group, they actually put this together to let us know or give us predictions on where the Federal Reserve is going to go with the next few meetings. So in 28 days, the Fed's going to meet. And what are they going to do? Well, we're going to go to probability. And now there is an 85% chance they are going to cut. So we're going to go over this every day, folks. And if you can skip past this section. But last week, a week ago, this number was 99%. Why did it drop? Well, that's a concern. We think some economists are saying the country doesn't need rate cuts. They don't need lower rates because the economy is running at full tilt, full employment, and inflation is just still a little bit higher than expected. So why should we cut? Well, that's a dilemma that they have right now. So last but not least, we go over the earnings reports, and they're starting to really peter out at this point. Today we had Home Depot, Medtronic, and XPEV. No idea who that is right through here. So we had Medtronic. They did okay. They were up 2% on their revenue, and they were also up 2% on their earnings per share. But Home Depot had a little bit of a tough time this past quarter. So we're going to focus in on those. But we focus in on the earnings reports. So as long as corporate earnings are at least meeting expectations, we're not going to see a crash in any of the markets here anytime soon. So that's our report for the day. Let me give you a snapshot of what we're looking at. Short term, I think we're going to be at 6.5, 6.6 for the time being until there's a catalyst, like a big tariff thing or something like that coming out. It could even be the Russia-Ukraine war being resolved. So we're going to focus in on those news events each day to see how those affect these over here. Midterm is basically, here's what I'm looking at. If you're looking out 60, 90, 120 days, I think that as we get the more and more of the tariff news, is the news is going to be a little bit better than expected. I know inflation is going to be up a tad, but I think all the other economic data is going to come in okay. So we're going to have rates basically sticky right here between 6.5 and 6.6% rates. Then when you look a little further out, once the tariff news and everything adjusts, we're looking 3 to 6 months out, you're going to start seeing rates come down and starting to stabilize even more looking into 2026. And yeah, 2026 is only a few months away. Isn't that crazy? So that's our report for this afternoon, folks. Now, who am I and what do I do for a living? Or why do I do these videos even? Well, my name is actually Dan Frio, and I actually do these videos each day to inform you guys what's going on with these and the whys behind it. Folks, I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico because I work at a bank and trust, and that gives me a federal license. The cool thing is I'm going to say it this way. One application, one credit pool, and we're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, think of it this way. We're a federal bank or a bank and trust with a broker license, I guess, because we're set up with over 30 different lenders. Why don't you put all this stuff together for you guys? If you're out there looking to navigate to buy or refinance, put all these tools to work for you. I've been doing this for over 35 years, and I'd love to put my experience to work for you guys. So think of it. By putting in your application here, we're going to look at your rates. We're going to get you approved. That's number one. And then the second thing is I'm going to look at rates here at the bank. And then if I can get a lower rate and lower fees with any of the 33 other banks and lenders we work with, I'll be able to do that for you as well. Why do we do this? To make sure we're your one-stop shop. So when you call in, we're going to have the lowest rates, lowest fees in the whole industry to help you guys navigate the housing affordability. So that's our report. Like I said again today, folks, mortgage rates were up just a tad, but we're going to see them being pretty sticky here out unless there's really a catalyst to make it move from here on out. And it doesn't look like it's on the horizon anytime soon, at least in the next day or two, unless, like I said, on the economic calendar, we get a shock one way or another on something. But I just don't know what it is yet, because unless, you know, initial jobless claims really take a jump, which they're not expected to do, we're going to see a flat market through the rest of the week, folks, which I'll give that a thumbs up. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. I hope you learned something today, especially on Stock Talk Tuesday. Can't wait to see you back here tomorrow morning to see how this mess starts another day. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless and be safe out there, folks. Have a great evening. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.